This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root is your host. He will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit here and hang out with all of you, broadcasting live on these great radio stations across the entire country, stations in St. Louis, in Oklahoma City, Chicago, out in California, Las Vegas, which is Wayne's flagship station, all the way out here in Connecticut, Long Island as well. So welcome aboard. And as always, you can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. So let's jump right into the campaign trail, because today is September 1st, and September always makes me think of going back to school, end of summer, and here in 2020, September 1st means we're coming around the home stretch, heading towards this monumentous election on November 3rd. And I was thinking about this today, some keys to winning or losing this presidential election. Now, I think without question, Trump has made up a tremendous amount of ground here in the last couple of weeks. I think the polls are closing. I think that they're tightening significantly. I think Joe Biden and his cronies are scared. I think the supporters of Joe Biden are beginning to scurry. You see him out more now. He's got out of the basement. He actually has tried to engage. There is a narrative out there right now that violence is bad, right? For months, Democrats said absolutely nothing when it comes to these riots in Portland and L.A. and New York and Chicago and Seattle. Nothing. Not a word. Nobody said boo. In fact, if they were backed into a corner, these politicians, well, these guys are releasing steam, or there's a lot of pent-up frustration. And what would you do if you were being hunted by the white man? That's over. Because the polls are saying that people across the country do not want chaos. They do not want rioting in the streets. So now you're getting a slightly change of narrative, right? So Biden's out there telling everybody how it's Donald Trump's fault that people are burning and looting in Portland. Donald Trump could put an end to this chaos in one phone call. Call the National Guard. They deploy. End of riot. The little rich white Antifa kids have to go home to their parents, go back to their basements, go back to Fortnite or whatever other game that they play, and get back into the real world. Maybe get a job somewhere along the line, which would be wonderful. By the way, how are you able to survive financially without money coming in? No job. How are you able to riot every night and have the equipment to riot, right? Fireworks and smoke bombs and guns in some cases, and all the particulars that come with rioting, all the riot gear, et cetera, the water, the food. How are you able to do that without a job? Where are they getting that money? Because I know for a fact that if I decided to go riot and loot tomorrow and pick a city, Chicago, let's say, or New York, it's close to me. I'll go to New York. I'll get on 95. I'll head down to New York. And I'll hook up with some of my acting crony buddies who I'm sure are out there protesting. They're all a bunch of left-wing lunatics. And I decide to quit this job that I have, and I go do that. How long do you think I can last without a job? I don't know. I mean, I'm not 4, 5, 6 months. I can tell you that right now. Don't any of these people have bills that need to be paid? I mean, where are they getting their money for food? Where are they sleeping at night? Something stinks. Something stinks. So anyway, that narrative has changed, and Trump now is to blame for what's going on. But he could end these riots with a phone call the mayors and the governors just have to invite them in. Simple as that. So what will a COVID-19 campaign look like? Well, we're already in the middle of the COVID-19 campaign. Biden has been hiding in the basement. Very bad for the polls, right? In the beginning, it was sort of a novelty, kind of cute. There he is in the basement. Not going to hurt anybody, Uncle Joe. But people, they're sort of tiring of that. And sooner or later, these guys are going to have to get out there on the campaign trail. Not necessarily press flesh, but they're going to have to answer questions. They're going to have to give speeches. I don't think Biden has the chops to do it. So being out in public consistently will be a negative for Joe Biden. Key point number two, are we going to get an October surprise? Is there going to be a haymaker thrown by one side or another that will have a lasting effect rolling up into the actual election day, November 3rd? So I would think that Trump has a better ability to throw that haymaker than Biden does. See, Trump is like Teflon Don. Anything you hit him with slides off. His base stays loyal. His base is always going to stay loyal, so that 40% is his. And unless it's something gargantuan, I think any kind of an October surprise, if they were to be looked at equally, would certainly favor Donald Trump. How important are the debates? See, I think the debates are vital. If Biden flubs badly in the debates, he's done. I think there's a lot of questions out there as to his ability to handle this job, to be able to do it on a day-in and day-out basis. See, that's not a question for Donald Trump. Trump has that locked up. And if Biden has a poor showing in any of those three debates, people will remember that. People will focus on that. And if he really flubs bad, which I totally expect to happen, I don't think he can get through a two-hour debate, a fair and square debate, without completely losing it. So I would think that the debates are going to be very, very important in this. And I do think it'll make a difference as far as the American voter goes. I think that some people will be swayed by the debate performance, even more so than in years past. And, of course, we don't even know when they actually start counting the votes, because there's going to be so many absentee ballots with this mail-in ballot situation that's going on across the country. You may not even have a winner the night of the election. Can you imagine the streets across this country if this happens to be a very close election and we don't get a winner for a day, a week, a month, right? They're still counting these ballots. I mean, that's worst case scenario, but can you imagine that? You know, you get to December 15th and it's still up in the air. And man, talk about insanity in the streets across the country. It would be nuts. One other thing I want to mention about debates. So Miss Nancy Pelosi last week, I think it was Thursday, Thursday or Friday, she came out with a statement that said she doesn't think that Joe Biden should actually engage Donald Trump and he should not debate. Right, and that was a big story over the weekend. She was on video. By the way, doesn't she look completely intoxicated at all times now? She's just slurring her words and mumbling and bumbling to herself. It's like your aunt, your drunk aunt at a bridge game at the Elks Club, or wherever they play. I don't know. I don't even know if they have those kinds of clubs across the country. But she just reminds me of someone who has completely lost it. Like I said, that second aunt on your cousin's side who just likes to tilt them back with every meal. And every time she gets a free moment, there's a scotch in her hand. I really see that. I just think that she is just lubricated 24/7. Anyway, she says she doesn't think Biden should go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump. And, of course, what happened with that? There was such blowback over the weekend that the Democrat hierarchy said, wait a second, you got to take that back because that makes us look bad. So Nancy had to grovel and crawl yesterday and come back and say, no, that's not what I meant. You know, I think Donald Trump will just be a liar, and he'll lie, and I think Joe Biden will do a great job. He'll just have to, you know, tell the truth or whatever the hell she said. Nobody knows what she says, but That's essentially what she said. So she took, I guess, a stern warning from the Democrat hierarchy to shut your mouth and don't interfere with this election. Because if Biden, you know, Biden doesn't want to debate, you know that. But if he doesn't debate, man, he looks so weak. Like, there's really no getting around that. So he has to go out there. He's got to go mano a mano, and he's got to go toe-to-toe in those three debates. And you'll see. Listen, I've said for the past 6 months that he cannot handle it. And if he shows me up, I'll be the first one to come on the radio and tell you, listen, he had a great night. He did great, sounded great, was great, answered the question. I just don't think it will happen. I don't think there's any way that will happen. By the way, I was looking at some poll numbers today. And a new poll out right now predicts a landslide victory for President Trump. A landslide victory for Trump. In fact, the Democracy Institute on Sunday put out a poll, 48% to 45%, with pollsters predicting Trump will rout Biden with a 309 to 229 delegate squad. Man, what will the liberal mafia do? When Donald Trump wins, what will they do? Oh, my goodness. It has been this foregone conclusion for so long that, you know, Trump was a one-and-done president. I mean, foregone conclusion from Democrats and the folks on the left. You know, his hardcore supporters and Republicans have taken a different position, but I can only imagine what will happen. I mean, we remember the tears that fell, the crying, the screeching, the yelling, the lunacy in Hillary Clinton didn't get what she wanted in 2016. I can only imagine what it'll be like in 2020. All right, listen, I've got to take a quick time out. Our good pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, who usually joins me on these Tuesdays, will join me at the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember to get great quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. So you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge. Right, he's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, the dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, you'd hang in there, you'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you can roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you can do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Thank you very much to Chris for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Did you realize that America's most divisive first lady was Michelle Obama? And she continues to pound that narrative, that drum, over and over and over again. By just about every standard that you could measure around the world, Michelle Obama has lived a charmed life. She lived with her mother and two daughters in the White House for 8 years after her husband was elected president of the United States. It's a white-majority United States. Somehow saw fit to elect a black man president, not once, but twice. She earned a degree in sociology at Princeton. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Princeton only accepts 5.8% of the people who actually apply there. So if you apply to Princeton, chances are you're not going to get accepted. But she did. And then she got a degree from Harvard Law School, which has a 15.6% acceptance rate. So since leaving the White House, the Obamas have purchased two mansions, one in posh D.C., the other in Martha's Vineyard with a price tag nearly $15 million. And after completing their two terms as president and first lady, Barack and Michelle have signed some pretty lucrative projects, including a $65 million deal to publish their memoirs. Then the Obamas struck a lucrative deal with Netflix in May of 2018, launching their own production company, Higher Ground, to both produce their own shows and acquire and distribute existing content. The financial terms of the deal were not disclosed, but you can guess there's a lot of zeros following a lot of crooked numbers. So here we are, almost 4 years after leaving the White House, living a life that most Americans can only dream of. Michelle Obama is still whining to anyone who will listen to her about the pain that she suffers as a result of racism. I mean, if you threw up in your mouth a little bit right there, I could understand it. She talked about how she was invisible to many white people, how she doesn't exist. Poor Michelle Obama. Invisible. Nobody pays her any attention. Nobody sees her. You talk about the land of opportunity. Forget about me knocking her. Let's talk about just the land of opportunity. This country has provided so many with the wonderful opportunities for absolute achievement and success. And the Obamas, they achieved it. And yet still, after having all this money and all this fame and all this wonderful accolades, Michelle Obama is going to talk about how she's invisible and there's all this systemic racism. As she said in her DNC speech, how black men essentially are being killed. These discussions about race and racism, for me, always boil back to personal responsibility. You make your life what you can make out of it. If you're a hard worker, educated, smart, clever, you can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. And to take a different tack to that is disingenuous, and it's just not true. And when folks say that this land is oppressive, there are individuals certainly who are racist. I mean, to say anything different would be a lie. But as a whole, no way. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha has been the site of recent violence and looting in response to the shooting of Jacob Bell. The president saying peaceful protests are okay, but what happened in Kenosha was not peaceful.
These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror. My administration coordinated with the state and local authorities to very, very swiftly deploy the National Guard, surge federal law enforcement to Kenosha and stop the violence, and I strongly support the use of the National Guard.
There's no progress on a stimulus package, but that's not slowing down Wall Street. All three major indexes finishing with gains once again, the Dow gaining 216 points, the S&P 26, and the NASDAQ improved 164. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-29.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR. Or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is
Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We're back. Welcome to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. Always one of our favorite guests, bringing him from the Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military expertise, our good pal Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Lee. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. We're fighting this fight. I wanted to throw this at you because this actually happened a few months ago, and I don't know if I've talked to you about this yet, and I think it's important. I didn't realize until this weekend that the FBI launched a database on police use of force last year, and President Trump signed it. 40% of police departments participated in this. I would love to see 100% of police departments get in on this, because you can't really go to a website or a study or like a database and find out how many black men have been shot that were unarmed, or how many white men that have been shot have been unarmed, or arrest rates, or there's nowhere to go to find all this information, and there should be, Stephen.
There really should be, and this study is a great start. I agree with you. I don't know why more police organizations don't participate in it, because I think it's going to show that a lot of these claims of the systemic problems, not saying there are not individual problems and you know, incidents that come up, but this claim that there is systemic racism of police against people of color, particularly black people, I don't think is supported statistically. It's when you know, put a spotlight on the individual incidents, which are all tragedies, if there's some malfeasance on the part of the police, it doesn't really show the truth. And that's the reality. And this kind of study, I think, will verify that. So I'm with you. I encourage the police of, you know, departments of all sizes should all be involved, because then you're going to see the big overarching picture and find out something more akin to the truth. To be honest with you, I don't think that's going to satisfy a lot of these really radical people, because they've already made their decision and they're going to, you know, run this thing as far as they can get away with. But for the benefit of the majority of the population, I think it would help us if we had those stats for everybody.
Yep.
Because then you get an accurate, full picture of what's really going on here, not what somebody with an agenda tells you is really going on.
There's a narrative, Stephen, that black men are falling at record rates, and it's just not true. All it does is gin up the violence that you see every single night now. It's a false narrative, and it's one that's actually causing people to die, Stephen.
Yeah, really reprehensible that the news agencies are doing that. You know, okay, I mean, I don't like news organizations editorializing at all, unless they're, you know, advertising it as an editorial. You know, that's fine. If they want to editorialize, they should do that, but not when it's cloaked as news. That's one thing, but this is not just trying to sway opinions. It's literally stirring people up to go out and do things that are harming other citizens, either killing them, injuring them, destroying their businesses and their livelihoods, and just creating chaos for the majority of people. And I've seen folks on Twitter, I've had exchanges with folks that have said, well, you know, we have to do that. The system's not working, so we have to do that. And you're sitting there going, there's an election coming. And if you really feel that way and you have the majority of people, then use the election. But, you know, the violence, and frankly, it's a very small group, numbers-wise, that are really breaking and burning and killing, but they need to be stopped. And unfortunately, they won't stop because their ideology says you don't stop. We're true believers. You know, I think it was Lenin called people who were Marxists that they are dead men on furlough, that they are so committed that they're essentially already dead. They don't care if they die, but they're going to accomplish this ideological task, which for these folks is to transform the America you and I know into something that it's never been, but that they want it to be, which is the so-called Marxist utopia, which we all know doesn't exist. You want to look at a Marxist utopia? Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. These places are disasters. And it isn't because of our, boycotts or anything else. It's because their governments abuse their people so fully. But the government that's abusing is in agreement with the Marxists. So it's really crazy. We don't want to go there, but that's where these folks want to go. There's a bunch of people out there who are not trying to destroy, who feel there's a legitimate grievance. They may be deceived by the data and by the narrative that's being pushed, but they're not there to kill people. They're not there to hurt people. They're there to use their First Amendment rights to say, we don't like this situation. We want it to change. I'm okay with that. I don't have any problem with that at all. There's legal ways to do it, and God help us. I hope we always have legal ways to protest here in America. But when mixed in with them, and in some cases agitating or starting something and maybe leading some of the people in that first group astray, but still a relatively small number, are these agitators, the actual hardcore Antifa and Black Lives Matter people who advertise that they're Marxists and that their goal is really to change America and change our entire system. It isn't just to get justice for black people. In fact, there's bunches of black people now that are saying, hey, stop this nonsense. You're hurting us by destroying our businesses, destroying our neighborhoods, driving people out of the cities that we live in and we depend upon for our care and services. They did surveys of inner city communities, and it was like an 80% margin wanted more policing, not less, because they live there, and the police protect them from the bad guys, drug dealers and gangs and just stupid people who want to rip folks off. This is just, it's so frustrating because wealthy, predominantly white people are pushing this narrative, and saying, look how enlightened we are. And they're actually just piling more and more burden on the poor people and people of color at the behest of this small radical group. It's just wrong.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org, and see more about him. I just really want to get your opinion, too, on the idea that they've built heroes out of essentially criminals, hardened criminals. And you can go all the way back to Michael Brown and Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Even George Floyd, now there's reports coming out that chances are he may have died anyway. He became sort of a hero, a cult hero, multiple memorials, buried in a gold-plated casket. And now we got this latest one where in Kenosha, we don't know anything about that story, and now NBA players are walking out. Major League Baseball stopped their season for a couple of days, and hockey even stepped out. They're doing all this a lot of times without any of the information, Stephen. And it's frustrating because there's no reason why a Michael Brown should be on T-shirts. They're not good guys.
Well, remember, Lee, these are the same kind of people who wear Che Guevara on their T-shirts, right? Who murder people, who is, now is one of the points of genesis for the enslavement of the Cuban people. People do stupid stuff like that. But you're right. It's the wrong thing to do. When something like this happens, it's okay to be outraged. Sometimes that initial blast gets your attention, but have enough brains to get the information. Michael Brown should be the proof case for that because after the investigation was done, by the Eric Holder Justice Department, it was determined that the whole initial narrative was false.
Yep.
And that, Michael Brown was coming after that officer, had already tried to grab his gun, was a threat to him, and that officer acted completely reasonably and completely appropriately. Now, we haven't even finished the investigation with the George Floyd stuff, and we haven't even gotten an explanation, of the incident from the one in Kenosha.
Right.
Because no one is given it time. They immediately make a decision based on just what the news puts out there, which is never complete at best, and many times is outright falsehood. And yeah, these guys are not necessarily, you know, great people. And again, even rotten people have rights and should be treated properly. But is that really something you want to burn down our cities for? You know, the sports stuff, you know, I'm tired of it. They want to walk out and never play basketball again, fine. Go play in China, right, LeBron, if you like China so much, because apparently, you know, depriving people of civil rights in China is okay, and none of our business, and it's way worse than anything we got here, I got to tell you that. Go ask a Uyghur what, you know, suppression is really like, or oppression. Anyway, it's just, the sports people, fine. You know, they're citizens. They want to say what they want. They don't want to do what they get paid for at a protest. Have at it. That's their choice. I would pay them if I was a team. If they don't play, I would start decrementing their salary. But that's their thing. But if you got a brain, look for the evidence, do some investigation, demand that information from both the government and these outside agencies that get involved before you go out and decide to burn down the city. Because otherwise you have, you know, crazy stuff like pulling down, you know, Ulysses S. Grant statue, pulling down a statue of Frederick Douglass in the midst of all this other stuff because you're ignorant. And I don't know. I don't think anybody wants to be ignorant, but there's sure a lot of people working real hard at it.
Hey, Stephen, listen, I got to take a quick time out. You mind waiting through one more break? So we'll do that. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is X3. Brand new sponsor starts today, X3. Now, I've worked out an hour to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making more money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwich, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. So you know it's good. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. WAR, W-A-R, save $50. x3bar.com. X3, the number X, the letter, the letter X, the number 3, then the word bar, P-A-R, x3bar.com, and you enter WAR, and you save $50 on your X3.
Welcome back, USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our special guest, Stephen Bucci, hanging out with us a little extra tonight. And before we run out of time, Stephen, I got to get your assessment of Kyle Rittenhouse and, you know, what happened. I mean, to me, it looked like a clear case of self-defense. However, someone needs to explain to me why a 17-year-old is going to, you know, going to cross state lines with an AR-15.
Yeah, I think is going to turn out to be a sad case of a young man, you know, who's gotten involved and, you know, wanted to help and one, you know, violated a law by, you know, in his state, I guess you can open carry an AR-15 if you're 17. In Wisconsin, you know, not so much. I don't think that was legal. But, you know, it's pretty clear he was attacked and they were trying to take that rifle away from him and probably use it against him. And one guy whacking him in the head with the skateboard. The other one that he shot in the arm, you know, had a pistol in that same hand and was coming at him with it. It's clearly self-defense, but I think there's going to be enough other circumstances that this kid's still going to get in trouble. Bad judgment being there, that, you know, in the middle of a big crowd like that, you know, it ain't like the video game.
Nope.
If you're in that kind of a violent crowd, you're carrying a weapon, you're going to attract a lot of attention, and, you know, there's going to be an issue. So I think bad judgment on his part, I think he's going to pay a price for it. And this is, I'll tell you, I'm a gun guy, you know, I carry, but people need to realize if you carry a weapon, and even if you meet all the legal requirements, and you use that firearm in a situation against another person, and you injure them or kill them, even if you are 100% right, your life is going to become a living hell for a while, at least. You're going to have court cases. You're going to have civil cases. You know, the police are going to confiscate the weapons because now they're evidence.
Right.
There's a lot of issues with that. So people should not do that cavalierly. You know, they should also have insurance for legal protection and for legal fees. It's a big responsibility when you carry a lethal weapon, and particularly if you think you're going to use it. You don't just get away from the police and a pat on the back. There's a lot of stuff coming down the road, regardless of how hostile or non-hostile the local government officials are. It's tough, and this kid is in the middle of a pretty hostile set of government officials, and it's going to be a rough go for him going forward, you know, right or wrong.
It's just a real bad look. I mean, it really is. You can't be carrying around an AR-15 in particular. If you've got no storefront to protect, if you've come across state lines, if it's not even your gun, it's really hard to champion that kid. And he's really not a kid. Once you get to 17, you're getting to be an adult. So he's got to take some responsibility. Listen, I don't think this is a murder charge by any stretch of the imagination, but I certainly can see him getting hit with a whole bunch of different charges, and who knows, maybe spending years in prison for the mistakes he made that night. So we'll see. Anyway, Stephen, I cannot thank you enough. It's always an honor and a pleasure to spend some time with you, Stephen Bucci. You can go online, heritage.org, find out more about Stephen Bucci, but 30 plus years of military expertise, and we are lucky to get him to come on the show once a week, and I do appreciate his time as always. Well, that wraps it up for yours truly on this Tuesday, first day of September. Hope you got out wherever you live and enjoyed the day. Summer is kind of gone, right? Labor Day is less than a week away, and for me, that always is the death knell of summer football around the corner. If you're still into sports, I mean, a lot of folks could give a damn about sports, and I got close to that for sure last week when the NBA players walked out, followed by the baseball players. Anyway, I am out of time. The great Wayne Allen Root is, in fact, here. So he'll be with you after the top of the hour. I'll be back tomorrow night. Can't wait. We'll see you then. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.